Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom,
boom. Oh. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Carrie and Tommy. And a good afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, Tommy Little.
Tuesday. That's what I do. That's what I say. Just to trim it right down. Yeah, I'm a busy guy. Don't have a lot of time. So I abbreviate everything.
Do you know he's a busy gal and doesn't have a lot of time? That's our producer, Sonda. And she's had no time to go to the toilet today. So she's decided right now is the time she's going to go to the toilet.
That's not what happened.
I'm trying to segue,
okay? 10 seconds before we went to air, you demanded, because we're out in your granny flat, you demanded to Sonda, you went, go to the toilet now so we can see if we can hear it on air.
Wait, go back in there, Sonda. We haven't done this bit yet. We're from the granny flat and the toilet is right next to where we broadcast from, and I just asked her before what would happen.
You asked her.
No, before I said what would happen if someone needed to go to the toilet in here, we'd all have to deal with it. And then she said, I wonder if you can hear on air when I go to the toilet. I said, well, let's try.
You did not say, let's try. You said,
she said, Sonda,
go now.
Mate, you're a radio producer.
Oh, I think I heard something.
You have to wait for the mic to go on. Have you already done it? Oh, come back in. That was a great start to the show.
Did you pee that quickly?
No, she peed before we even started the show.
How?
I peed in the top of air. I could hear you guys speaking from the loo.
Okay, well, let's play a new game. 13-10-60, guess which one of us is peeing now.
No, we got a great show coming up today. An insight into Tommy, really, into what you're like in the workplace. There is an entire department at the place that we work who's now refusing to work with you, and I thought, that's a bit harsh. And then I heard what you did, and I thought, no, it's fair.
I don't know if we need to bring it up.
We do.
Okay.
The people need to know, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We had a meeting today, as we do every day, before the show, to chat about things that we might discuss on air. And because I was astounded at just the lack of people that you knew.
No, I just don't know the people you know. I know lots of people, just not your collection of people.
No, this is not my collection. These are people in the news. So Pete Davidson was making out with Kate Beckinsale at a hockey game.
Is that news? I don't know.
But that's not what you said. You said, who's that and who's that?
No, and I knew who Kate was. I didn't know who Pete Davidson was. I thought his name was Peter Jackson, which is a menswear label.
You're like the suit guy. He's done well.
I don't know. Who's Pete? What's his name?
So
Pete
Davidson. He went out with Ariana Grande.
Oh.
You know that
him.
Dude?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I said,
why it's news that he's now with Kate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then I said, what is it with ugly,
still not that interesting,
ugly dudes hooking up with these gorgeous women? Because there's another story about Travis Barker hooking up with Kourtney Kardashian. And you said, who and who?
Once again, I know Kourtney. I just don't know the Travis bloke.
Sure. And then,
is he the one that just cheated on her recently?
No, he's Blink-182. Anyway, and
oh, sorry, no, that's Tristan that cheated on
Tristan Thompson.
One?
Yeah, see, this is a lot of what you do. What's the other one?
A lot of it's just recall, mate.
And no, what?
I just can't remember the names, but I know the faces. I know the people you're talking about, but I'm just so tired.
Now I have to present you news in the form of photos. This man made out with this woman and just picture boards. But then I said, oh, well, maybe we won't do any of those stories because Bickers doesn't know any of these people. And then I said, we could do that thing about sliding into the DMs that we were going to do. And you said, what's that?
I know what DMs is. That's the thing in your Instagram, the messages.
Right.
That I only discovered the other day when I opened them. There was hundreds of them in there and I didn't know that people were doing that. But is the sliding in bit when a girl is interested in you?
No, it's just a term. Like, it's just like sending someone a message, but it's just in the zeitgeist at the moment.
Oh, so every person that sent me a message into my direct messages, they've slid into my DMs. I felt so cool saying that.
But then before, as me and Buzz were laughing, Sonda, what was your description of sliding into the DMs?
something like your DMs are direct messages and someone contacting you via them is sliding in.
I understood it.
Yes, but as this was going on, I thought we were working at a hit music radio station and I suddenly felt like I was caring for two people at a retirement home. And so I thought maybe there's people out there that are not understanding a lot of what we're talking about or of what their kids are saying or young people in the world. So I thought on 131060, let's do a bit of what are the kids saying? What are the kids saying? What are the kids doing that you hear and you're too embarrassed to go, excuse me, what does yeet mean?
I was going to say what was the one that Bill said earlier, but that's got a swear word in it, so we can't do that one. But I didn't know what that meant either.
Oh, DGAF. No, is that DGAF?
DGAF.
Give us a call, 131060. What are the kids saying? And we'll try and help you out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking about what the kids are saying because I realise that when we were pitching.
Anything, really.
Well, just not a lot of pop culture stuff that for a pop culture radio show makes it very hard in our meetings pre-show when the most you input is, what's that? Who's that? What's that again? Who? They? Where? Like, okay. So we thought we'd put it out to the people on 131060. Hayley, what's been said?
So I have custody of my little 14-year-old sister and she came home the other day and said to me, do you want to know some tea? And I'm just looking at her like tea as in the letter T or a cup of tea. And I'm like, some tea? Yeah, sure. And it turns out to be gossip. So it's gossip or news or information. Oh. So tea. Yeah. The first time she actually said it to me a couple of weeks ago, I actually think I said, oh, no, thanks. I've just made a coffee. Like, I thought she asked if I wanted some tea. But it's gossip.
Do you want to know some tea?
Does it come from gossip. Because you gossip over tea? Is that where it comes from?
I don't know. That's what I said to her. But, yeah, no, gossip. Just that purely random. Do you want to know some tea?
Well, we've got a bit of tea for you.
Yeah.
It's you know XOXO from Gossip Girl? I always thought that was like your ex, like XO, XO. It's like an X and an O. Anyway.
Oh, the kiss. You thought the kiss hug was.
I never saw it. I just heard people go XO, XO, and I thought it was about your ex. Anyway.
I love that it's about your ex and it makes you go, oh. When do you think about your ex? Oh.
So when girls are text to each other and go XO, XO, I thought it was more like, you know, ran into my ex or something.
Oh, that is. Amazing that you're a fully functioning adult. let's go to Amanda. Amanda, what have you got for us?
Okay. Hi, guys. Just my daughter got a new phone. She's just started high school and got on Snapchat and all the other school friends are sending her random photos with streaks written on it. And I don't have a clue what
streaks.
It says streaks on the photo.
Yeah, they've like written streaks across the photo and I'm like, what on earth is that? And like, it might be a picture of some kid's garden or someone's taken a selfie with a flash in the mirror and I'm like, what on earth are they doing in it?
And have you asked her? What does she say it means?
She said, I don't know, they just keep sending it to me, Mum. What does that mean?
Oh, do you
are
know they what
naked?
That means,
is
Tommy?
Is it streaking? Is it something like that?
I can actually.
Well, no, it's not nudity or anything. Like I said, like, it's just random photos of something and they've just written streaks across it.
I think
where's
we might have to
Gen
go.
Y when we need
I can actually help you out on this. It's actually, say if it says 10 streaks, it's how many times you've sent that person a Snapchat in consecutive days. So if you've sent 10 Snapchats in 10 days, that's what the streak means.
Oh, right.
So if they're on a Snapchat streak, it's they've sent the photo 10 times.
Oh, there you go.
I still don't understand, Amanda.
Understand.
No, it's really random.
Yeah. Belle, what about, can we go to our cool producer? Belle, is that right? Is Buzz right?
Yeah, it sort of is, but you're sending it to each other. So if you're sending Snapchats to each other for 10 days in a row, you've got a 10-day streak. So people just send random photos of nothing so that they can maintain these streaks.
Oh, and so you just write streak on it. Oh, God. Life, it's tough,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of picking up your knitting needles. This is beginning to be a bit much for me.
Stabbing your eye with it. Go ahead. Mel, what are the kids saying?
Eshe.
Eshe.
Yeah.
I said that like I know what it means.
It means what?
I don't know what it means. No. When do they say it, Mel?
So my eldest son's 14 and he always asks me, Mum, are you an Eshe? And I sometimes go, yeah, because I think maybe it's cool. And then you laugh. And then they'll just randomly say, I'm such an ishe to people. Or, yeah, and I don't know what it is. They won't tell me.
Let's go to our cool producer, Belle.
I've actually got my son right here.
Oh.
Maybe he can tell us what it means.
He's just got out of school.
Oliver? Hello?
Oliver.
Hey, is that Oliver?
This is Carrie and Tommy here. What does ishe mean?
Well, it's a term from my Frankston regional area, and
yes?
around town, just I don't know, just people that chill out, wear their satchels and tans and stuff like that.
Lads.
I have no idea what just came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
How am I going to talk to my own son?
Oh, you're just going to walk up to him and you're going to go, hey, Eshe, what's the tea?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about me at work and you reckon there's a whole department that hates
me. Well, there is. Like, you know when women act in a certain way, they're called divas, right? I think it's unfair that there's not a term like that for men. So I'm just going to call you a diva. I have always thought to be quite down to earth, that you would go with the flow, that when someone asks you to do something, you're like, yeah, no
this
worries.
This is not fair.
And on set the other day, I learned of your diva-ish behaviour.
This is not
and
fair.
And I am still...
This is not fair.
I still actually can't believe that you've done that because it's very out of character for you.
So the prosecution has laid her case. Does the defence have a chance to take the stand, please?
But I haven't even given the examples of your diva-ish behaviour.
Okay, which one are you going to start with?
What
roll
about
the
one
start with roll
where, okay, I mean, they're all an example of you not being a team player, for starters.
No, that
what
is not
what happened with
true.
The rollerblades?
So we got into work to film a promo for the Sunday Project, and they said to us on the day, they said...
said to you and to Lisa
Wilkinson
Hamish.
And to Hamish McDonald. They said, well, they actually said to me separately, they said, hey, we're thinking of getting you in rollerblades to film this thing. And I said, no. And they were like, what? And I was like, why would I wear rollerblades? They're naff. And they go,
so what did you do instead?
Well, and then I didn't realise. Then I rock up to do the promo and it's a slow motion shot of Hamish and Lisa on rollerblades going down a hill and then me just running along beside them in sneakers. Hamish was like, how did you get out of wearing the rollerblades? And I said, well, I'm just...
Because you're a diva.
I said, no, I didn't. I don't think that's diva-ish, right?
If you don't think that's diva-ish, so what would you call...
Let's go to the helmet.
The next promo we shot, where all of us together for the whole project team.
Okay, so this is all... It is all of us together.
Yeah.
Big TV promo, so it's like seven of us. Yeah. And the day before, they'd got me to try on a bike helmet, right? A normal bike helmet. And I saw all these other normal bike helmets laid out. And I said, this fits. And then the next day when I rock up to film...
No, hold on. No.
This is what happened.
Normal bike helmet.
Hang on. You're the prosecution. you've done your case. Defence.
Okay.
I'm on the stand.
Give your story.
So that's what happened, right? They wanted sizing. And so then I get there the next day to shoot this thing of when we're all on bikes. And they hand me the most ridiculous helmet that's like bright orange and yellow. Mm-hmm. And I said... I thought to myself, I'm not going to be the one idiot. They're making me look like the idiot wearing the stupid helmet.
Again, I don't want to, I'm the diva. Yep.
And so I said, I don't want to wear the stupid helmet. Can I just wear the one that I tried on yesterday? And they said, yes. And so then we went and did some single shots of me
everyone's
holding...
Everyone's so scared of you, which is part of the HR issue.
My normal helmet. And then I didn't realise when I came out to join the whole group that
we
everybody
were all wearing those helmets.
Is wearing the stupid helmets. And so
you're
I'm the
in a
one
normal bike helmet, like an absolute loser.
Everybody
once again, the more
novelty.
You talk about this, I've realised in both examples, sucked in because you're the one that looks like the loser and
But they could have said to me, everybody else is wearing these helmets. They didn't say that to me. They just said, okay. And I think that's because they hated me from the whole rollerblading debacle from the day before. And then the last one, and this one I'm still kind of proud of. the last one that happened is we had to shoot some photographs of the whole project team, of which you're at the forefront, Carrie Bickmore, and we're fanning out kind of behind you, like a team behind our leader at the front. And we're all standing there nice and in a suit, and it's great, and we look great. And then I get a message from one of the guys in the edit suite, and he said, "You bastard, you've made me do so much more work today." And I laughed and I said, "What do you mean?" Because the photo looks perfect at first glance, but then when you zoom in, you realise that I've given the finger to the camera in a very cheeky bit on my suit, and they've had to Photoshop it out. And so now it looks like I'm just doing this weird thumbs up, and my fingers have been cut off.
So 13, 10, 60. Are you the jerk at work? Because we have our own jerk at work in this office.
Mate, the whole promo department hates me.
Mate, it's not just the promo department that hates you. As
Who
I
else?
Said, there's marketing, there's sales, a lot of people.
They don't hate.
Everyone's coming forward their stories of the time you've been a jerk at work. We want to know your stories, 13, 10, 60. When have you knowingly or unknowingly been the jerk at work?
I'll take sneaky finger phoners as well.
That didn't sound good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Don't grow up to be the jerk at work like Tommy Little.
Oh, I'm not the jerk at work.
You are the jerk at work. No, we've asked you to call us on 13, 10, 60.
I just have jerk tendencies.
You wouldn't wear the helmet that we all wore. You wouldn't.
I didn't know you were all wearing it.
You insisted on running instead of rollerblading.
I stand by that.
You pulled the finger
decision?
In a photo, and now
and
you,
I still think
made
that's
someone's
funny.
Job so much harder because they've had to spend all night editing.
I think sneaking in a digit every now and then is a pretty funny thing to do,
or not. Tom, Tom, is that your fake name, or have I just given away your real name?
No, that's my fake name. You're all good.
Great that you've gone to with the default jerk name of Tom after this segment. Bro, what did you do at work?
Yeah, so mine's more of a revenge thing a lot of the time for other people being jerks, but I'm definitely the biggest jerk in the office. So sometimes someone will leave like a dirty bowl in the sink or something, and you can tell whose bowl it is. Everyone's got that bowl. So what I do is put it in like a really high place and then get like the kettle jug and fill it up with water right to the brim. Oh. So when he pulls it down, it pours down his shirt. got him a couple of times with that one. And there's one other bloke, he used to come in and have like 3 cartons of milk in the fridge at the same time. Like he'd just keep buying new ones and the other ones, that, you know, it'd smell a bit. So what I used to do is pour out his fresh milk and it'd still be in date and then pour the old milk into the new milk. And you'd see him pouring it, little clumps would be coming out, but he's still eating. It anyway. Didn't care.
Oh, we need to rename this segment. Are you the Tom of your work? Are you the Tommy of your work?
You're a man after my own heart. Good on you, Tommy. Great stuff.
What about Coral? Coral, are you the Tommy of your work?
Not the Tommy of my work, but the photo that Tommy was speaking about, there was a AFL Western Bulldogs player in the late 80s. They used to put the, you know, the team for that year on the front of the Western Time newspaper. Yeah. And he hung his ball back out the side of the photo.
He's just a cheeky nut in a photo.
I mean,
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I was going to start with some sad news in my bits today. Some news that I think if you were born in the 70s or 80s, maybe 80s more, you'll be like, oh, and that is that Luke Perry, the actor from 90210, has passed away overnight at the age of 52. He had a massive stroke over the weekend and then he passed away. And he, I think, had a huge impression on a lot of people at a lot of, like, a critical time in their life. I remember watching 90210. My mum never let us watch a lot of TV growing up. But for some reason, one of her friends had convinced her that 90210 was educational and that it would be good for Carrie to learn about drugs and alcohol and all those kind of things. So mum would let me watch it with my sisters. It was not educational, but it was very entertaining. And honestly, I've seen every single episode, loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I think it's very sad to hear that he's passed away.
Did you have a Luke Perry poster on your wall?
No, I feel like now's not the time to say I was more of a Brandon girl since Luke Perry has just passed away, but I was more of a Brandon girl.
Speaking ill of the dead, bloody hell.
I know. I was a Brandon girl, but yes,
it's been, anyway, I was going to mention Keith Flint from Prodigy as well, has also passed. It's been a rough day.
It has.
Okay. Have you got a lighter bit to brighten us up?
I can give you some good news.
Okay.
An HIV positive man in Britain has become the second known.
I just started out strong for the good news. I mean, I know that it's positive in the word, but it's still not an uplifting tale.
He's become the second known adult to be cleared of the AIDS virus after he received a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor. How awesome is that?
Bloody hell, that's good.
Told you some good news. Here's also some good news. If you ever doubted it, which I didn't, but a decade-long study has confirmed there is absolutely, unequivocally no link between the measles vaccine and autism. Danish researchers studied more than 650,000 babies because they want to end the anti-vax myth, and they've proven there is no link between autism and the mumps, measles and rubella vaccine.
Unfortunately, I don't think science has any effect on anti-vaxxers and what they believe.
No, but I feel like if we just keep saying it enough, if you're not sure, you'll believe that over the other things you get told.
Okay.
Is that a good theory?
You sure? Sure. Is that the end of your bit, or have you got another one for us?
No, I've got a funny bit to end on. I started on a sad note. I'm going to end on a funny note.
I love this.
How do you say IKEA?
IKEA.
Weird way to ask the question. Everybody says IKEA, yeah?
IKEA.
Apparently we've been pronouncing it wrong. Swedish footballer player Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
How do you say that?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
That's it. He's one of your idols.
I love him.
Isn't he?
He's a legend. Yeah.
As much as an idol as Sean McAuliffe was when we had him on.
No one's that much of an idol. He is right on top, Sean McAuliffe, for me.
Anyway, he was on the Jimmy Kimmel show and he was speaking about IKEA, and he is from Sweden, and this is how he said IKEA.
Then you go to IKEA and you get the furniture.
IKEA.
He said, I don't know if I trust the bloke, because he also said, if we listen to it, he also said, when you go to IKEA, you get the furnitures.
Then you go to IKEA and you get the furnitures.
So, I mean, he hasn't even said furniture correctly, so I don't know if I'm going to...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, so...
Talk to me, because you just did the thing that I do when I've forgotten what I was going to say. I go, all right, here's the thing. There's a little guy in my brain who's frantically sorting through the files in my mind. It's also when I'm losing an argument and someone goes, blah, 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 blah. And I go, hold on a second.
Okay, well, the little guy in my head's working very slowly at the moment because I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think mine's a little girl. I know that's weird. A little woman?
No, because he's slipping into senility before our eyes.
Aussies are only getting jiggy with it once or twice a week.
What do you mean?
That's a fact, according to a new study.
Ooh,
exactly.
Buzz, yeah.
Good tune. In England, they're doing it less than once a week.
Yeah, because they're uglier.
American 2 to 3 times a week.
I would be doing it with the English less than that as well.
No, see, I was surprised. The Americans are doing it 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, but that's
they're only doing it once or twice.
That's because Americans have that can-do attitude. You know how, you know how everything's like, we are the best. But I need to know, are these people in relationships?
Oh, mate, to be fair, this is just a little segue I was using to get to the story that I wanted to tell, so I don't have all the facts on
it. Okay.
No, what I wanted to talk about was obviously new mum, not much happening in that way.
Sure.
In fact, do you know, I went for my 6-week checkup and the doctor was telling me.
Oh, I thought you meant with Chris.
No.
I'm like, geez, it's getting grim if that's what you're referring to it as. Hey, babe, put some Barry White on. It's time for my 6-week checkup. Hey, it's your birthday, hon. You can give me a 6-week checkup if you like.
Well, a 6-week checkup at the obstetrician, and he was saying, because that's when they sort of give you the all clear, and he was saying that...
Oh, to go ahead.
Yeah,
to
he's
go
had
ahead.
People come in, or just because they check that physically you're feeling in a good way, mentally you're feeling in a good way, you're all good to go, right?
Oh, like a guy waving the plane in to land. Yeah. Like, you're all good.
And usually what happens is a husband and wife are sitting there and he says you're good to go and the wife's there pleading with him to say, not quite yet, and the husband's like, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway... He was saying that people come back at the 6-week checkup and they're already preggers. I mean,
what?
I don't know. That's also not what this story was going to be about. But isn't that fascinating? So, you know exactly what I mean. Just think it through.
But the bit I don't understand about that is how quickly, I thought you didn't know, how quickly do you know you're pregnant?
Exactly. So for most women, probably maybe 2 weeks after they conceived, you might feel slight sore boobs or something. That would be when your period's due.
So they're like there are people who have gone, hey, you know what we should do to celebrate the birth of our baby? Have a crack at another one.
I mean, I have so many questions because I honestly have no idea how that's even possible for lots of different reasons. Brings me back to the point of I'm tired. We're not having
a Can that just be it? That's just all Big Mom wanted to say was
I'm 10:60. Are you tired?
Are you tired and not rooting? Give us a call.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
No surprise, a lot of people have called in. A lot of tired people who aren't getting jiggy with it as often as they'd like.
Well, they're not too tired to pick up the phone, but they are too tired to root. Let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, what's happening?
Hi, yes, I was pregnant at my 6 weeks checkup. So,
Whoa!
Yeah, I actually carry this is how nuts this is. I had three separate pregnancies within a 2 year period.
Oh,
so my three
Jasmine.
Children were 23 months, 11 months old the day that the baby was born. So
how do you sound so happy?
Well, you know what? I don't know how. I mean, I've actually got five children under the age of 11. So, and all to the same father before you say anything, Tommy. Thanks very much.
I wasn't even going to ask. No, the thing I'm fascinated by is, Jasmine, this means that there's a point in each year for about a month or so where you go.
Yes, we worked out my anniversary. And now I send him away. Happy anniversary to me. You go away.
No. Where you have two kids that are the same age. Right.
Yes, it's December. So the first of December, my now 9-year-old will turn 10.
Yep.
So for the month of December, they are the same age. And then on the 1st of January, Bronte will turn, 11. So for December, they call themselves twins. But for lack of a better term, which the hospital gave me, they actually call them Irish twins because there's two separate births in the same calendar year.
Wow. And in layman's terms, it's just mum and dad are rooting like rabbits. Good on you. Great stuff.
Chizzy's on the line.
Chizzy. Getting chizzy with it.
Are you getting chizzy with it often, Chizzy?
Hey, mate, at least two times a day.
Oh my God.
I think you called in the wrong call.
Hey, you're telling me, Tommy.
Not
fancy jealous, mate.
Hey, I'm jealous. Chizzy, I want to hang out with you. What do? You're a bit of fun.
Hey, mate. Nah, man, I just do maintenance. So.
Well, it sounds like you do maintenance a few times a day.
That's it, mate. Got to keep yourself busy. It's a beautiful thing in life, mate. Nothing.
I didn't know you were keeping yourself busy. That's a different thing.
Okay. Oh, no. You and Chizzy can get your own radio show for
mate,
another time.
Hey, you're listening to Tommy and Chizzy live
didn't
on the air.
Even sound like that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Let's go back to Chizzy. Hey, Chizzy, you sound like that, don't you?
Yeah, man, totally. I'm a wog. I'm a tongue.
Yeah, see?
You because sound more woggish than Chizzy sounds woggish.
I've got a bit of wog too. Hey, Chizzy, we'll catch up later. We'll do burnouts. Anyway, let's go.
next do we have time for one more caller?
Yeah. We have Chris on the line. Chris, go ahead, caller.
Hello, my name is Chris Walker and I haven't had sex with my partner, Carrie, for 104
okay,
days.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.